This morning on Wake Up with Hope, we have an inspiring message from Gene Boonstra from Voice of Prophecy, exciting Hope Channel updates with Kenya Reyes,
and another tasty recipe from mother-daughter duo Gia and Olive. Stay with us.
Good morning and welcome to Wake Up with Hope. We are thrilled that you're joining us this Monday morning, the week after Christmas. You know, we finally were able to enjoy Christmas at home as a family. That was a blessing.
It was. Usually we're out on the road and doing different things, so it was wonderful to be able to be at home. And you know, not only is it Monday today, but it's the last week of the year, 2021.
Wow.
Can you believe it, friends? In just a few short days, we'll be saying goodbye to 2021 and hello to 2022. It's hard to believe. As you end the year, and as we end this year together, let's make it a point to remember the love and hope that Jesus offers us.
That is an awesome reminder for any year. You know, on today's program, Gene Boonstra from Voice of Prophecy is with us to kick off this week with a message from the Word of God. Kenya Reyes will also be with us to share some exciting updates happening here at Hope Channel. Not only that, but we have a delicious recipe in store as well. But first, this day in history.
This day in history, in 1968, marked the historic return of the first ever manned launch to the moon. A few days earlier, on December 21, astronauts Frank Borman, James Lovell Jr., and William Anders successfully launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, aboard spacecraft Apollo 8. During their mission, the trio successfully performed 10 lunar orbits, took television images of it to send back to Earth, and captured spectacular photos of Earth and the moon from the spacecraft. In addition to being the first human beings to view firsthand their home world in its entirety, the three astronauts were also the first to see the far side of the moon. As these men had a celestial mission, so too Jesus had a heavenly mission when he came to earth. After he lived, died, and resurrected, he returned to heaven. During his final moments on earth, as a resurrected Christ, he promised his followers that he would indeed return for them. But how will he return? Oh, it will be glorious, my friends. In the Bible, we find the following descriptions. Christians, share with us what the word says.
Yes, it's their powerful words found in John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. Let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You know, Revelation 1:7 says that every eye shall see him. And Matthew chapter 24, verse 30 says that we will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. For as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. That's found in Luke chapter 17, verse 22. And you know what, my friends? Jesus longs to take all of us to heaven with him when he returns. And I want to go, don't you?
Yes,
I want to be there.
And if you'd like to learn more about how Jesus will return, his desire to take you with him, and what heaven will be like, please visit www.adventist.org/secondcoming.
Amen. You know, this morning, mother and daughter duo Gia and Olive are joining us to share a quick, delicious and healthy recipe using ingredients you already have.
What are we making?
We bake slice.
We bake slice. So in Australia, because there are some people watching this that aren't in Australia, but in Australia, we in the 80s had a song on TV that would say, Weet-Bix kids or Aussie kids are Weet-Bix kids. And so there is not a child in Australia that doesn't love Weet-Bix, I'm sure. And I know there's mothers out there that are guilty of feeding their kids Weet-Bix for dinner, okay, like I did last night, which is true. Anyway, so we're making Weet-Bix slice, and we've not really used any Weet-Bix for our ingredients next few 7 or 8. We're going to actually do little lunchbox treats. things that you can use for Lunchbox for adults and things you can use for Lunchbox for kids. Is that fun? So four Weet-Bix, and it's all done in the food processor. It's really simple. 1 cup of cashews, roasted cashews are better, and 1 cup of apricots, so dried apricots, semi-dried apricots, whatever you want to use. And that's all you need. You need a splash of water, but I'm just going to blend it, start blending. That's it. That's it. That's all it was. Now, these are good for kids' lunchboxes for school. You have to put this in the fridge. So now that I'm going to put it in here, I've just lined an 8x8 baking dish. You can use any dish. You can use a loaf pan, anything you've got at home. As long as you make sure that you push it down firmly. So you want it to be even all the way through. Okay, nearly there. And we are going to put this in the freezer or the fridge. You can put it in the freezer for about half an hour to an hour, or in the fridge for 2 hours, and then you can take it out and you cut it up in little bars and put in some plastic bags, and that way your kids can have some treat. You can have it for lunch at work after your lunch, or your 3:30-itis when you're at work and you're feeling a bit warm. Okay, done. That was easy. Look at that.
Can I have some?
Yes, as soon as it's ready. It's not ready. We're going to go put it in the fridge and we'll be back to show you what it looks like.
We got apricot slice.
Apricot slice, and Moses, Ollie's little brother's taken over. He's going to help us, aren't you?
Yeah.
Should I cut it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll cut it. Yes. Do you want some? Oh, he wants one so bad. Okay, there you go.
But it's a half one.
Yeah, you can't have that whole thing. That's too much. Now you're starting to sound like your sister. Okay, so you just cut them, but this really cuts well. And you can cut it in little squares or bigger squares as a treat. And what, can you believe there was only 3 ingredients in that? 3 ingredients. Some people would say 4 because I put a splash of water in it. But it's just Weet-Bix, cashew nuts, and apricots. I can't believe it. That's awesome. Nice. Hey, cheers.
Oh, yummy. Have you tried any of our recipes? Don't forget to let us know. We've tried some ourselves and they are delicious. And don't forget to leave us a message on our official Hope Channel Facebook page and let us know how you liked it. And don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more or to rewatch any episode.
It's now time for us to take a short break, but when we return, Kenya Reyes will be sharing exciting updates on what we have going on here at Hope Channel.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We really hope and trust that our program will be a pleasant way to start your week and a pleasant way to end our year.
Yes. This morning, Kenya Reyes is here with us, and she is going to share some exciting updates on what's happening here at Hope Channel. Kenya, what do you have for us today?
Thank you, Heidi and Christian, and hello to our Wake Up with Hope viewers. With just a few days left until the new year, we are delighted that you've chosen to start your morning with us and with God. We're excited to share with you a new musical series coming to Hope Channel. This new program is called Love Me, and it is a musical program where you can study the Word of God through song. If you saw the Love at Work 2-hour special on December 25th, that is just a taste of what you can expect when you watch Love Me. Here is a sneak peek.
Friend, welcome to this Bible study series in song called
Love Me.
And we have grown and believed the love.
Our hearts are so deceitful that we don't realize how desperately wicked it is.
We cannot be saved by our works. We are saved by grace alone.
By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not...
We can't wait for this new program to start. So mark your calendars and get ready to tune in with us for music, worship, and more through our new program, Love Me. Back to you, Christian and Heidi.
Thanks, Kenya. We're going to take a short break right now, but when we return, Voice of Prophecy's Jean Boonstra will share a devotional message. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We hope you are feeling the love and hope of Jesus this Monday morning. It's now time for our morning devotional.
Yes, Jean Boonstra from our friends at Voice of Prophecy is here to share with us, and we know that you will be blessed. Jean, thank you for joining us.
This time of year is a joyful season. In the midst of all the other traditions that have grown up around the holiday, Christmas at its heart is a celebration of Jesus' birth and what that means to our world and to each of us personally. Have you ever read the genealogy of Jesus? Well, you can find it in two places in Scripture, in Matthew chapter 1 and in Luke, the last part of chapter 3. The two lists differ. Two earthly parents raised Jesus, Mary and Joseph, and just like your family tree can be traced through your father and your mother, the same explains the differences in Matthew and in Luke. Now, there's something wonderfully unique about Jesus' family tree as described in the first chapter of Matthew. In the 15 verses that list his ancestors, five women are listed. Women were not generally listed in genealogies in this time period, and the inclusion of these five women, well, it's surprising. These five women tell us something about what Jesus' birth meant to the world. The five women show us five lessons about just who Jesus was. Let's get to know them. The first woman listed in Jesus' family tree is Tamar. Now, we don't know Tamar's genealogy, but some scholars believe that she was a Canaanite. Tamar married one of Judah's sons, and when her husband died, the family followed Jewish custom, and she married one of her late husband's brothers. Now, tragically, that husband died as well. Judah had now lost two sons, but he promised that Tamar would marry another of his sons, Shelah, when the young man was old enough. Now, following Judah's instructions, Tamar, now twice widowed, she returned to her father's home to wait. Well, Shelah grew up, and Tamar soon realized that there were no plans for her to marry him. She was stuck in her father's house, powerless, and so she did something almost unthinkable. She heard that Judah, her now widowed father-in-law, that he was traveling through an area. She posed as a prostitute, disguising her identity, and she slept with Judah. Now, a child was conceived. His name was Perez, and Perez was an ancestor of Jesus. Tamar, the powerless, she secured her place economically and socially with this child. Her story? A surprising addition to the genealogy. Well, next in the genealogy is Rahab, and Rahab was a Gentile living in the city of Jericho. She was a prostitute, and when the Israelite spies visited Jericho, she hid them. The men promised that because of her kindness to them, that she and her family would be spared when the city fell. Rahab believed their words, and as a result, she survived the crumbling of the walls and of her city. She settled with the Israelites. She overcame the destruction of her home, and she created a new life with the children of Israel. Another surprising addition to the genealogy. Ruth? Well, her story in the genealogy, that makes more sense. Ruth was a Gentile, but she was faithful and she was loyal to her mother-in-law, Naomi. After her husband died, Ruth returned with Naomi to her home, loyal to her family and to Naomi's God. Ruth married Boaz, and their child, Obed, was an ancestor of Jesus. Ruth was a faithful Gentile. Now, the next woman in Jesus' genealogy, well, she isn't named. She is called her who had been the wife of Uriah. Now, it seems fitting that Bathsheba's name isn't mentioned in the genealogy, as she was voiceless in the circumstances of her life. King David had fallen for Bathsheba, and he arranged for her husband, Uriah, to be placed in the front lines of battle. Uriah was killed, and David married Bathsheba. Bathsheba was mother to another king, Solomon, an ancestor to Jesus. Bathsheba didn't have a voice in choosing or opposing the circumstances in her life. Her story is a surprising part of Jesus' ancestry. Well, the fifth woman is Mary, Jesus' mother. Mary was engaged to Joseph when God chose her to carry his son, Jesus. Mary was young and unwed, frightened like other young unwed mothers before and after her. Mary courageously followed God's plan for her life. When an angel visited to tell her the news, she said, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Willingly, Mary followed God's plan for her life. And this was no ordinary calling. Her name in the family tree, well, that's not surprising. And this is how it reads in Matthew chapter 1. We find it in verse 16. "And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, to whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ." Five women. What do the stories of these five women, ancestors of Jesus, tell us about Jesus' birth and God's plan for our world? Number one, just as Tamar was economically and socially powerless, Jesus came to this earth to save the powerless. Jesus ministered to the disenfranchised, and his salvation today is available to each of us, not just those with wealth or position. Jesus' gift of salvation is for the powerless. Well, and secondly, just as Rahab overcame the life that she was in and chose freedom in a new life, Jesus offers us the same opportunity. Jesus' gift of salvation is for everyone. No matter the current circumstances of our lives, he offers the chance to begin again. And as much as Ruth was faithful and loyal to her family and to God, she was an outsider. A Gentile. Jesus' gift of salvation is for all of us, even the outsiders. And Bathsheba? Well, she isn't named in the family tree, but we know her name. She was voiceless, but we remember her story. Jesus' gift of salvation is for the voiceless. And lastly, just as Mary accepted God's plan for her life, no matter how unique it was, we too can choose her courage. We too can say, "Let it be to me according to your word." Jesus' gift of salvation is for all who accept it. The five women in Jesus' family tree were far from perfect. They were sinful humans, just like each one of us. I'm thankful that their names, their stories, were a part of God's plan, his plan to send his sinless and perfect son for each of us. Well, Hope Channel family, it's the season to celebrate Jesus' birth. Let's pray together this morning. Dear Lord, thank you for sending your son Jesus to us. Father, you used flawed humankind to bring your perfect, flawless son to save us. Thank you, Lord, that the gift of salvation, the only gift that we truly need, is for each of us, the powerless, the outsiders, the voiceless, the overcomers, and the willing servants. Thank you for your wonderful gift. Amen. While the five women listed in Jesus' family tree in Matthew chapter 1 represent five unique stories, I pray during this season you see yourself in God's story for this world too.
What a blessing. Thank you, Jean.
Friends, thank you so much for being with us today and watching Wake Up with Hope. If you would like to learn more about our program or share with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we invite you to join us tomorrow morning when we have Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 who will be sharing with us a morning devotional thought. We will have a dedicated prayer session and a live special feature by Livit on how to reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes with aerobic exercise. Be sure to tune in. And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more, visit us at hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Our free Bible studies have helped many people connect with Jesus. So be sure to start with yours today. Again, that's hope.study.
What a blessing today's program has been, friends. We hope that you were also blessed. We sure hope that your week will be filled with reminders of the love, joy, and peace of God as we bring this year to a close.
Amen. And before we go, we want to share a Bible promise with you. Today's Bible promise comes from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Has someone ever promised to protect you? Has someone ever promised to never leave your side? You know, many of us have been promised endless promises of assurance and care. And yet the truth is that people break promises. But rejoice, because there is hope. You see, God has promised that if we trust in Him, we will live in the comfort of His protection. So today, let's pray together that we will choose Him no matter what, so that we can rest in the presence of His never failing promises. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, how encouraged we are to face this day. In fact, we're very eager. We're excited to face this day because we know that our God is with us. And so, Lord, we know that today we're going to experience challenges, but let's remember we're not alone. May you remind us of this promise throughout this day. And thank you, Lord, for the rich content that we received. May it continue to strengthen us and instruct us as we live by faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen.